Welcome to the second episode of the Honors Forecast, a podcast devoted to exciting developments and upcoming events in the hub of learning and co-curricular activity that is the Honors College at the University of Houston. I'm your host, Robert Kremens. Launched in spring 2013, the Honors Program in the Health Professions, or HB Squared for short, is one of the new jewels in the Honors College crown. Dr. Simon Bott, the director of HB Squared, explains its mission.
It's an umbrella organization that's designed to provide whatever's necessary to anybody associated with the Honors College who's interested in health professions. So the immediate thing that leaps to mind is, of course, pre-med students, but pre-dent, pre-optometry, pre-pharmacy, those who are interested in health law, public health, health policy, health administration, and so forth. Just really to provide academic support, both inside the classroom and outside of the classroom, and also just student life support as needed for anybody who's in those kind of areas.
It's this commitment to enriching student life that is one of the most striking features of the Honors Program in the health professions. HB Squared is providing an increased amount of support for the numerous pre-medical student organizations that exist here at the University of Houston.
As part of HB Squared, we've decided to bring as many of these organizations as we'd like to under our umbrella. We provide them, if they want, with office space. We'll book rooms for them, sort of saving them from one of the more uncomfortable aspects associated with being a student organization on this campus. So the goal is to, as I said earlier, provide whatever's needed to students associated with this. In this regard, getting that coordination, providing a more cohesive, united body, so whereby, for example, we could invite in CEO of the medical center. They might not come for one organization. They probably would come for 8 to 10 organizations plus HB Squared together. And also work on some internship networks, some shadowing networks, and so forth. We want the groups to keep their individuality. We're not saying we're just going to merge them all together, but just, again, provide a lot more positive, strengthening experiences for them.
One of those individual pre-med organizations is AMHSA, the American Medical Student Association. Honors College student Nancy Chenoy is vice president of the University of Houston AMHSA chapter. She's impressed with the difference support from HB Squared is making, both in terms of her organization's effectiveness and the professional development of its members.
With the Honors College sponsorship, we've had a chance to network and interact with many more health professionals in Texas Medical Center. Those health professionals interact with members at our events, even at our banquet, and knowing doctors and nurses and more physicians in the Houston community will be of benefit to my peers and to me in the long run.
And it's not just in the long run that HB Squared will make a difference. Simon Bott has a sure vision of where the program will be just a few semesters from now.
But in 2 years, I expect to see us with the fully fledged network of student organizations, with a network of, my goal is 1,000 healthcare professionals in the greater Houston area that are tied into us, providing anything from the occasional shadowing opportunity all the way up to serving on one of our advisory boards. To be where anybody who is in honors, who's associated with honors, who can spell honors, who is interested in healthcare in some way or other, will feel that we're the organization that provides whatever they need, whether it's advising, whether it's an internship opportunity, whether it's just a place to come and have a cup of coffee.
Our future health professionals will be dropping in for that cup of coffee in HB Squared's new quarters in the Honors College Gardens. Exciting developments like that are why we have a forecast, the Honors Forecast. We hope you'll join us for future episodes to find out more. From myself, Robert Kremens, producer Andrew Hamilton, and web editor Sarah Tucker, goodbye until next time.